Blog Talk Radio.
Because you're a lion, shall break every chain. The conquering lion shall break every chain. Hey, Brother Water, y'all. Brother Water, just a second, y'all. I saw him online, just a second. So press one if you're on, Brother Water, on the phone, so I can pull your number up. Press one if you're up. All right, stand by again, y'all. Just. Right, just a second. All right, Brother Dewan, let me get back in here and open up your line just a second. I know you're on the line. Let me just find it. Okay, I'm trying to find your number, Brother Dewan. Press 1 on the phone, Brother Dewan. I guess they hiding your number from me because I don't see you on the line. Hey, Brother Wally, is that your line? Hello, hello?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. That you, Brother Wally?
You got me?
Yeah, okay, yeah. I guess they were hiding your line. I had to go find it.
Well, what we talking about? Taboo. Taboo means forbidden. Some shit was forbidden.
Oh, okay.
And that's what I wanted to see. that word right there, taboo. Excuse me. This word is in every nation of people. Corey and I did a couple of classes off in it, but it's a unique word because I know for a fact I come from a rare family. My mama, during the 50s now, my mama was off into some knowledge and had books in the house that she made us read out of them, Brother Drew, that dealt with certain knowledge that the community, all but my relatives, most of my relatives, would call forbidden knowledge. You shouldn't teach that, especially if you was a Christian. That was astrology, which she started off us with astronomy. Astronomy is the branch of science that deals with celestial objects, spaces, and the physical universe as a whole, which is geometry. Out of astronomy, Mama took us and taught us astrology, the study of the movement and related position of celestial body in touch as having an influence on human affairs and the nature of the human beings. She taught us, well, this knowledge, see, this one word, taboo, carries with it four different signs right there. Well, this knowledge is also known as hoodoo and voodoo, Brother Drew, which is black magics, M-A-J-I-C, and white majesty, which became black magic. As we know, all of these are knowledges of the different knowledges from when you study this here, which is astronomy, and that's astro-o-ma. That's how it's broke down. When you study that, well, then you understand something else, and you get the true facts of all that is in your nation behind studying your taboos. And Mama said, "Hi, you gonna understand what's right or what's wrong if you didn't have the knowledge of both of those knowledges. So when I read, they would have me reading, Brother Drew. When we read at the 18th chapter of Deuteronomy and the 11th verse, it tells you that Moses told you about you had to deal with, that he was dealing with. And these people was telepathic, meaning that they can control the minds of the people. And he told you they was called shamans and consulted with familiar spirits, or wizard or necromancia. He said you was going to deal with them people. Well, we know that your past is your present. These people are here. These knowledge is here. So in order for you to understand that it's here, you would have to been done studied about who this was, and it was called forbidden knowledge in your society. You see what I'm talking about, Brother Drew? You with me? Brother Drew? Brother Drew, are we on?
Yeah, we on, Brother Delaware.
Okay, stay with me now. But did you see what I'm talking about? If you... There are some knowledges of books that Corey and I own, and we studied this history. How you going to recognize this knowledge if you don't know what this knowledge is, and it was called taboo to you and your people? And only a few people knew this, and it all started with a priesthood. Thing, this knowledge was always hid in a priesthood. And it's a funny thing about when we study the ancient priesthood, which was the shamans, which was the griots and the shamans and the monks. We noticed something, Brother Drew, in history, when me and Cole were studying the history, and you can study the history, this is where the society of gay men lived. They were the shamans. They were the priesthood. They were the holy men. They was the ones that could see the oracles, because they was classified as divine, mentally ill, or they could see in them the gods had betrayed them, and they was prophets, both man and female. But if you study the priesthood, was what we call gay men, homosexuals. Well, do we not see that now in the Roman Catholic Church? I mean, do we not see this? But if you don't know the knowledge, you wouldn't understand. You wouldn't understand what's taboo and what one nation of people believe in. And right now, see, the Bible, Brother Drew, is an instruction book. So when Cole and I, you see, when Cole and our mind decided that the mind would understand that the Bible was an instruction book, and Big Mama had on the back of her Bibles for the best results, follow the instructions. So once we peeped at the instruction through many years of reading this book, we found out some history about this book that repeats itself. And so we know what time period and where you are within yourself in the history of this road in this 1881 King James Bible. At this time period, we know where it is, but what we have to do is explain to the people of what's going down as we stand here so you can see a little bit better. See, white magic was not ever taught to us. We knew that black magic was bad if you say you believed in it or practiced it. But out of black magic came white magic. And the person that was saying that black magic was bad magic was white magic, the ones that practice voodoo. Hoodoo is what black magic practice. It was called hoodoo. And the reason it was called hoodoo, they'll ask you, who do you believe in? White magic has 330,000 different gods as we speak right now. White magic is in 33,820 different denominations of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, as that many denominations. That's white magic. White magic is Druidism. Black magic was Ifa. And Ifa's still here because all the southern kingdom, they first believed in Ifa, which became Watusa and Zulu. They didn't believe in what the present day African, as you call him, it was called the land of Ham in that day and period in time, believed in. It wasn't called that, what it's called today. Same people, same tribe, same people, same belief, same people with certain powers, telepathic powers, but you had to know the knowledge when you seen a youth, just like keeping a person alive. Who first practiced that, and what is the practice called? Well, we go to the 18th chapter of Deuteronomy. Moses got a word there called necromancia, the book of dead names, the book of the dead names. That's what necromancy was. And if you go look at this movie called Rhetorics, the Chronicles of Rhetoric, tell you when the necromancers came to Earth. But it's true. They from another planet, the necromancer is. They ain't from this planet. They ain't humans. They wasn't human. They were telepathic people, the sorcerer, the wizard, charmer. They wasn't from here. They wasn't. They came from somewhere else, another star system, another planet. But they lived here, and they made it with the children of Japheth, who was in the western, the northern hemisphere, the Caucasus Mountain. When they made it with them, Japheth's children ceased becoming a human being and went to the stages of what we know in present day time as a subhuman being. This history is wrote by H.G. Wells. one of their top Jew boys that wrote the history of mankind. When the human being crossed the sea with the Martian, which was telepathic people. They were high in telepathic, high in mind control. And see, you first, Brother Jew, what was the greatest taboo was not knowing who you were that was kept from you, that knowledge, because the way it was explained to you at certain levels was in a code, was in a parable, was in another way. See, it's like me and you gonna sit down and talk to my great great grandpa, Brother Drew. Me and you I'm gonna tell you what he told me when I'm 5 years old. He asked me, "Where you live?" I told him I live in Crockett. Brother Drew. Then he turned around and asked me, he said, "Do you live in earth or on earth?" I say, "Grandpa, I live on earth." Grandpa say, answer great grandpa's question. So when he would ask me that, I know he's going to come with some shit that I wouldn't understand, that he was going to talk to me in a parable that I later on in life understood. He said, "You live in the waters above." He said, "And you walk." He said, "You live in the waters that is above you. And you walk on the waters that you live below you." He said, "This is how you walk." He said, "You live in between these two waters. And you live in earth," meaning your body is made out of earth, "and you walk on what you live in, called earth." That's pretty deep, ain't it, Brother Drew? Did you understand what he was saying, Brother Drew?
Yeah, about the waters above and the below, yes, sir.
And you live in earth, which your body is made out of earth, and you walk on the earth. You understand what he's talking about? So you go, that's deep, because that's exactly where you live, but white daddy ain't never told you that. Well, my old black daddy did. And now in the present, he told me that in the past. He told me that it'll always be in the present.
Uh-huh.
So what he said, I'm still in the present. Then he turned around and he said, "You ain't got no future." I say, "Why, Grandpa?" He say, "Cause the future is your ass gonna die." He say, "Future mean you the future nigga to die. They gonna feature you. You the nigga that's in the future."
Uh-huh.
That your ass is dead. So you only live in your presence, but your presence is your past. So if you don't know nothing about your past, then that's your ass in the present.
Sounds logical to me.
And this is what we seeing, shit. Hell, we seeing this because, see, it was a certain period of time when the earth got in a certain orbit. Earth got close, real close to the mothership in ancient Niberian within her children, which is us. She get in contact with us and have us talking. But she wanted us to know that she already had 104 tribes of people that was down here with us, folks who had conquered us, hadn't conquered them, and they was known as the uncivilized tribes. And just so to let you know where the stats was, mathematically speaking, there's two in the southern hemisphere, two in the eastern hemisphere across the water. But where your ass is now, Brother Jew, it is 100 tribes of Amanyah's people who never bred it with the reptilian, the subhuman being, and their minds got in the condition that me and your mind been in for a certain period of time as we walk to and forth here on earth. We are a mind that's in our spaceship, which we call our shell, which some folks call body. And we know this for the fact that me and you is co-pilots, Brother Drew, and Amanyah is the pilot. And as long as you understand her laws and her regulations that she had given your mind when she made your behind on the 19th galaxy in ancient Nubia, if your mind can recall that, then you got the mind of man you got. Kind of keeping the ways of Amanyah, but she knows that there are some minds down here that belong to her that all it needs is jump starting, Brother Drew. And with me, I feel like Amanyah is just a matter of time, because I think she got all the minds she's going to get, because all the minds is going to the teaching of the number one God in America. And the world looks at America because the whole world want to be in America. Every race of people come here after 30 years here, the children that's born to the parent that's 30 years old, when his ass become a teenager, he'll tell you shit. He ain't no Mexican. Ain't no Chinese. Ain't no Korea. I'm an American. That's the way they be done conquered his mind. But he looked like them suckers. He looked like his forefathers, which he was. But see, this is where this mind, do you understand what we're talking about, telepathic and telepathy here, that this is what happens to the body and the minds of the body when you are up under the control of the opposite of you. See, we're based upon the 12 laws of nature. And so you got the second law of nature, which is a dualist system. When we are born, when we become alive, you're born up under a dualist system. See, this shit here was taboo. They didn't want you to know this knowledge, because once you know this knowledge and know who you are, then shit, you just a mind. You do any damn thing your mind tells you to do, Brother Jew. And you can, and here's what's so killing about it. When you realize that you are a mind, well, a mind can go either way it want to go. It can go on the dark side. It can go on the right side. But it ain't balanced. So when the mind knows the dark and knows the light, it has to go back to where it come from. It has to go back into darkness. See, the only way that you can see what we call evil, you got to open your goddamn eyes. If you close your eyes, Brother Drew, you don't see nothing but darkness. And if you can control your mind and your body to put you to sleep, shit, you in la-la land. That's where you first came from. The time you open your eyes, you see everything you see is a potential, having the potential of killing your ass. Ain't a damn thing that you see when you open your eyes that won't kill your ass, as we speak right now, Brother Drew. It has that potential. That's the reason in the military they say what? Stay alive, stay alert. Stay alert, stay alive. And the only way that you can be aware is you had to be aware. But before you could be aware, you had to first goddamn see who the fuck where is. You got to know,
right.
Meaning that you got to know what your enemy is. Now, everything in creation comes up under a dual system. So if you are being attacked, Brother Drew, that don't mean that you're going to lose the war.
Uh-huh.
If somebody's a that don't mean you're going to lose the wall. And the way you don't lose the wall, according to the order wall, is that you had to be a master in what knowledge? Do you know? It's two words.
Well,
you had to be a
master.
That you had to be a master in counter attack. It's called intelligence, but it's called counter attack. If you're being attacked, you had to know how to counter the attack. And when you know the knowledge of how you counter attack, then the only way that you're going to have to know how to counterattack your enemy is you had to know him and be him. Meaning that you had to know his system, how he operates. That's the reason that the nigga ain't never understood. Can't counterattack or being attacked from white folks. It because what? You got house niggas. That's what we call them in 2018. So what is the best method of counterattack, Brother Drew? What do the Book of War say, the Art of War? We're going to come straight out of here. This rope, many years before we got here, we just know what's in it. See, that's the reason they tell you, don't teach that nigga how to read. God damn it, he'll come, he'll read about your ass.
Right.
What'd that book say? What'd that book say? The best way to counterattack your enemy is to kill all him and all of his descendants. That's what the book say. And if you go in the Bible very clear. Read what is written in the book of law when you judge a nation. That's in the book of Deuteronomy. But do we have anybody like that? The last person I knew was Nat Turner. And he was a preacher.
Right.
And you ain't got no deacons. You got plenty, plenty Baptist-ass deacons in the church as we speak right now. Everybody wants to be a deacon. It's an honor to be a deacon now in church. But I don't see, we ain't got no 1964 deacons of defense. And they started with four. They didn't start with a whole gang of niggas. They started with four, with shotguns. Loaded. Shotgun. They wasn't the Black Panthers. They wasn't the Nation of Islam. They wasn't none of the radical niggas that groups that we got now supposed to be radical groups. The deacons wasn't that. You know who they was? They was ex-military, World War One and World War Two veterans. I don't see none of us. Vietnam veteran, Afghanistan and prison wall and shit. I don't see nothing look like me and you, including me. Is we organizing the deacons? Hell no. Huh? See, we can ask ourselves a whole lot of goddamn questions. Now, I can give you a whole lot of answers, but you don't want to hear them damn answers. Because it all falls on who, brother? You. You looking for we. It was never we the people. It was always you people. That's what white folks used to call us, brother Drew. You people.
Right.
We stopped being you people and started being we the people, and look at our ass now. Took away every goddamn thing that he had gave us. And you know why he took it away, Brother Drew?
Why is that?
You asked him. You asked him. Due to some ignorant preachers that were leaders, they didn't understand America and the love between America and the states and the peace treaty that they had put your black ass up under. In 1870, none of your summa cum laude doctor's degree ass niggas with degrees in history knew this, that once you integrated and you asked for this, Jesse Jackson, the African American, the first African American. All you African Americans out here. I met one in the playing chess a couple of days ago. He about I used to say he was 30 years old. I said, who are you? He said, I'm African American. First African American. I don't know, but I'm African American. Well, hell, you're a Jacksonite. See, because Obama knows who the first motherfucker was to say, I'm an African American. I'm no longer a colored person. That was appointed by the Democratic Party, nigga by the name of Messy Jesse. That's what I call it, that. And Al Sharpton. He sharp on you, looking like Woody Woodpecker. See, but he don't fool these eyes, not these eyes. He just fooled them then, and he don't, damn sure don't fool them at 73. See, we the same age bracket. See, I remember the niggas when they was house niggas for the Democratic Party and how they come up in the system. Now, the system busted their goddamn ass. You see, system will bust your ass. When you become a naughty boy, the system will tear your ass down. Like they did, Jesse. You didn't know a damn thing about Messy Jesse or the mess that he was in when me and you was coming up in the 60s until when, recently, 20 years ago and shit. We didn't know nothing about this, about Jesse and all this shit that came out about him later on, Bill Crosby either. You didn't hear nothing about that shit. But somebody knowed about it. Now, that somebody wasn't a person that looked like me and you. And somebody kept a record on it. Because why? See, when we asked, when we studied with them 5 W's and 1 H, Brother Drew, and asked questions, well, why is this? Hell, why would somebody keep a record on me? Who would do this? Well, a gangster would do this. So who is a gangster in America? The mob, the mafia. Do they exist today? No, they don't exist up under the mafia. And the mob name, they done did a Jack Webb on your ass, Brother Drew. This is Dragnet. His name has been changed to protect the guilty. Not the innocent name has been changed to protect the innocent, as Jack Webb would say it. But no. They done changed names on you. On somebody ain't studied their ass. Like we done studied them. That's when they can't get away. This is what is called esoteric knowledge. The beginning of exoteric knowledge. Because, see, the beginning of esoteric knowledge starts with the cosmos. It starts with a celestial being coming here. It has to be celestial and terrestrial. It tells you the story of a celestial being coming here and become terrestrial to this land. That's what astronomy teach you, Brother Drew, that this was forbidden knowledge in the black community. Now, I know this for a damn fact. I came through this forbidden age time. So a word called taboo, taba, is correct, not taboo. Ain't no O's in our language, but ta, T-A, ba, is. But you can accent it with a cipher, though, because a cipher is very precious to us, because a cipher is the number 10, and the number 10 is Amaya's number. So it's just mathematically speaking, see, Because see, Brother Drew, we know for a fact Amma Yah got a numbering system, and the numbering system is perfect. Every number in the system is you, because the number system is based on the 19 is based on you. And when she made her mind first, well, you know the story of Amma Yah is very simple, Brother Drew. When she went to the drawing board, as great-great-grandpa was teaching me.
Uh-huh.
And if you notice something, he say, Junior, a drawing board looks exact, because he had five drawing boards in the shop where he had built and made his shop. This is great-great-grandpa. And our cousin had a funeral home, and he had took me down to the funeral home and showed me what a cooling board looked like. A drawing board, which a great architect would teach you, would draw up his plan for an invention, would use that, which was Amma Yah, and when you disobeyed her, your ass be on the cooling board. So the same board that you are made on is the last board, which would be the first board that you laid on. You will lay on that board would be the last board that you will lay on. Your mind. That's when Amma Yah look at your mind and see if your mind is the same as hers on this cooling board. That's the way he explained the real deal of this knowledge. And it ain't nothing but facts. See, because the architect is a great designer, and everything in creation is geometry based upon the 19, which is the compass and the square. Can't build nothing without the compass or square, and your body is a compass and a square. That's what's so unique about it. So, I mean, y'all use the compass and a square to build us, but look what she created first. It's told to you in the Bible, male and female. So she created male first. And I know you keep hearing me say she. Go to Psalm 68:4 and tell you Amma Yah is a she, because it's spelled Y-A-H. Plus, that's your mother. And your mother is a she, not a he. But a he came out of a she. Now, I know that wasn't too hard for you to understand, because she made he, and she made it first male. Tell you that in the scripture, male and female, meaning that she made her mind, because she was designing her mind, Brother Drew, making her mind. She made her mind male first, female second, and then when she seen this mind and said, yeah, this mind is a motor scooter. This is my mind. But she realized one thing, Brother Drew, that the mind that she had just created was void and without form. So if you go into the second chapter of Genesis, it tells you that's the second creation. It tells you that Amun-Yah took some earth and molded and formed it in shape of the body using the four elements and put the mind off into this body. But the body just only had form then. It still was void, meaning it couldn't do nothing. But then you see where Amun-Yah say, well, I built this upon the 12 laws of nature. I built this mind. So in this mind to be fruitful and multiply, I wanted to reproduce. I got my male and I got my female. And I wanted to reproduce. So, and be fruitful and reproduce. In order for it to do that, it has to come up under the second law of nature after completing the first law of nature. It has to become the second law of nature, which is a dualist system, meaning the laws of opposite. The third law of nature, she realized that her mind had to be balanced. But the only thing that you didn't understand here, Brother Drew, is you in a dualist system and your mind had to be balanced. Then you had some laws and rules and regulations that the mind had to abide by. That when it was placed in here, it's still void now, Brother Drew. It ain't started moving now. The mind is just placed in this spaceship. And it's made out of the four elements. It's made out of air. Your mind put in it. You see, you still there. Now, the next thing she realized that if it's under the first law of nature, that you are born 1,136 miles per hour, and you become motion. And because you are up under the first element, after I form you, the last element that I give you is air, which is breath, which is ruach. This would make you a being, a human being. This will start you to function. But what you have to understand is that I'm basing what I taught you up here on the number 19 when I turn you upside down and put disciples on the right. When you get here, you have to remember that your cycle was always on the left and that your number was 5 and that the number of the beast man, who was a man beast, was 6. Your mind had to remember that when you got here because somebody was going to be telling you that the number of a man who you were Your number was that of the man and the beast. I mean, y'all say I gave you in my laws, Leviticus the 11th chapter, Deuteronomy the 13th chapter, wrote in a book telling you that this was the law of the beast. And that if you broke these laws, if somebody come along, the beast man come along, because you had this, you were down here to try your mind with the beast man to see if you would become beast man knowledge. When I sent you here, the beast man was going to be your first teacher. But you had to remember what I told you at a later date. You didn't break the laws of the beast, which was forbidden foods. I don't think you heard me, Brother Jewish. It's breaking it down just like it tells. This is a story that's in the book. So when you got here, you start practicing what the beast man had taught you, but the story of Abraham tells you that his mom and daddy had taught his mom and daddy had taught his ass wrong. So in 2018, we know that if you eat forbidden foods, that you're going to look like Tiggly Wiggly from Hoggly Woggly and you're going to be obese. America is the number one obese nation in the world because of their dietary laws of eating forbidden foods that Amin Yah told me if you look like me and you, you can eat that shit. Could eat it, but you couldn't. And you would surely die if you ate the shit. So your ass went from 120 years of living to what you are now, just barely. And then your child looked like a little choke. A choke is a young hog ready to kill. That's what he looks like to the beast man now, a young choke. So you protesting now about killing as we speak here in Dallas. See, that's called your child is like a little show. That's hog killing time. This story is in your Bible. You break the law, y'all kill your ass. She told me to tell you that. She ain't playing. The story is in the book. She do not play. She was known as history as the storm god. You better understand who this name is that you find one time in the Bible and it's translated and put in a revised version, but they did leave the language in the Bible that you go back to that language, you'll see that's YAH, and that's male and female, and that's the mothership. You see that name in Lucifer one time in this Bible. Lucifer means the enlightened one. You don't mean the devil. It means the person that's enlightened to a certain knowledge of who Lucifer was and Luciferian teaching. See, if you don't understand Luciferian teaching, how the hell is you gonna know? If you ain't studied who the Luciferian is, if you ain't studied who the Scottish Rite Mason and the Great Seal of the United States is, if you ain't studied secret societies, and if you don't know who secret societies' belief is, based upon the five W's in a chronological order, based on the origin of the word or who the fuck is talking about it, then you are somebody's goddamn fool. And it starts with taboo, and it starts with religion. But we'll continue this next week, Brother Drew.
Okay, Brother Watson.
Yeah, I see that. We'll continue this because I ain't got halfway through this taboo. What is taboo?
All right, until next week, then.